Nolte, Jeffrey Toobin still employed at CNN as another accusation surfaces. By John Nolte on December 16, 2020. CNN's chief legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin was caught masturbating during a work-related conference call, and now a second accusation has surfaced. Knoll has still not suspended or fired him. Toobin got caught during a Zoom call back in mid-October. At the time, he was participating in a video conference with his other employer, The New Yorker, and a number of Toobin's colleagues, including women, saw the 60-year-old shaking hands with Mr. Winky. The New Yorker fired him for the equivalent of trying to get away with buffing the vampire slayer under the table during a board meeting. Knoll, however, who already has two others accused of sexual misconduct on its payroll, Ryan Lizza, who was also fired by the New Yorker, and Don Lemon, is apparently eager to make it a trifecta with Toobin. In fact, Knoll has declared what Toobin did an accident. As in, "Oops, I accidentally unzipped my pants. And then accidentally pulled out my penis. And then accidentally auditioned the hand puppet while a work call was in progress. It could happen to anyone. Who among us? An accident is forgetting to zip your fly. This was no accident. It was reckless. Beyond reckless." Speaking of reckless, Lisa DiPaolo, a former colleague of Toobin's, has now come forward and says that in 2003 Toobin left her a voicemail describing the sex act he wanted to do to her. Gee, what a shock coming from the man who, in 2008, and while married, knocked up Casey Greenfield, a colleague's much younger daughter, pressured her to have an abortion, and after she refused, he then refused to acknowledge or support the kid, even after a judge told him he had no choice. When Casey wouldn't have an abortion, Jeff told her she was going to regret it. That she shouldn't expect any help from him, claims another source. Greenfield underwent a risky DNA test while pregnant, but Toobin didn't provide his sample and stopped talking to her, according to sources. On the day she gave birth, Greenfield emailed Toobin, inviting him to meet his son, Rory. A source says Toobin didn't reply. Toobin ultimately cooperated with a DNA test that proved he was Rory's dad. In February, a Manhattan family court judge ordered him to pay child support. When he refused to pay the full amount, say sources, Greenfield's lawyer threatened to notify his employers and garnish his wages. Toobin then paid up. Naturally, this is all coming on the heels of this week's elite media campaign to rehabilitate Toobin by way of a lengthy New York Times piece, one that in so many words says, "Come on. He's one of us. Is what he did so bad? Hey, those of you who want to give Toobin another chance. How many of you have fired a nanny for being late? Or got a waitress fired for getting your order wrong? Or demanded to speak to someone's manager? Raise your hand. Yeah, I thought so." After all the hashtag MeToo stuff, all the smug lecturing these last few years, most especially from Knoll, about treating women with respect and appropriate workplace behavior, and Knoll's still on the fence about a guy who got caught jerking off during a work meeting. According to The Times, this is what happened, emphasis added. While working on a podcast about the presidential election for WNYC and The New Yorker with some of the magazine's other well-known journalists, including Jane Meyer and Marsha Gessen, he was seen lowering and raising his computer camera, exposing and touching his penis, and motioning an air kiss to someone other than his colleagues, MX. Gessen said. Ha 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 air kiss ha 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 ha. Ha 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 deep breath ha 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 ha. Ha 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 deep breath cough cough deep breath ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Listen, I don't care what anyone does with Toobin. But I sure as hell know how Knoll and the rest of the elites in that Times piece would react if a Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson got caught accidentally badgering the witness during a work call. And knowing that, we know what it says about all these left-wing elites that they would shrug off one of their own. Not only doing that, but the stuff with Casey Greenfield in this alleged voicemail. It's Bill Clinton and Joe Biden all over again. Both have been credibly accused on multiple occasions of sexual misconduct, including assault, but if you're a powerful Democrat, the hashtag MeToo movement and corporate media outlets like Knoll will allow you to do whatever you want to women. These people have no principles. No scruples. They campaign to destroy the lives of everyday Americans for the sin of supporting Trump or holding an unapproved opinion. But if you're one of them, it's no big deal to masturbate during a work call. Democrats sure got it good. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.